All right, guys, instant reaction podcast here from Hilton Coliseum. Iowa State loses to West Virginia 85-72. I'm going to keep this short for the most part just because, one, I don't think you probably even want to listen right now, mainly because it's a really late night and then got to be up at like 6 a.m. for National Signing Day. Obviously a big day up here in Ames tomorrow as well. You know, my instant reaction is Iowa State couldn't make a shot in the second half. It really bad offensively in the second half, only scoring 32 points. However, you know, I'm just looking at the box score for the first time here in the second half. 4-15, that's 26% from three, 28% from two-point field goals. That was overall in the second half. You know, I just got done talking to Steve Prohm in his press conference. He didn't especially, with his reaction, think that the shots were bad. And I guess I kind of tend to agree with that just based off of what I remember seeing off the top of my head. They missed a lot of bunnies early on, you know, because it was close there at about the 10-minute mark. And then they missed some bunnies. And missed a lot of open threes, and here's the deal. You're playing the number seven team in the country. You got to make some plays. Eventually you have to step up and make some plays. It was a sad scene here at the end of the game. I mean, Hilton was half empty at the end of this thing. Iowa State hasn't, I think Brent Bloom tweeted, Iowa State hasn't lost this badly at home since Kansas in 2010. So, I mean, that's 7 years ago, January 2010. Iowa State fans and this program isn't used to losing by double digits in this building. It was disheartening tonight. I don't think that, you know, one thing I'll say is, you see a lot just when teams lose, fans will be like, oh, one team wanted it more. Like, I don't feel like Iowa State wasn't trying tonight. I think they played their asses off and they got beat by a better team. I mean, I really do. I mean, if you look at North Carolina, West Virginia's box score, Bob Huggins was very high on his team, going 17 of 20 from the free throw line after this one. And that is huge when you're on the road, especially in this building. West Virginia was 10 of 21 from three, so that's right around 50% from three-point range. They came into the game shooting 36%, so clearly they're above average. Prohm talked about, you know, contesting more threes. That was an issue against Vanderbilt as well. It continued to be an issue tonight. However, Bob Huggins, it was a great quote afterwards, talked about getting lucky with the three bank shots. His great quote is only Bob Huggins can deliver. But nonetheless, you know, points off of turnovers is huge tonight. 23 of them for West Virginia off of Iowa State's 16 turnovers. Iowa State can only score 6 off of West Virginia's 15. That's your game. You know, it really is. Iowa State moved the ball okay, though. I mean, they 17 assists on 23 field goals. It wasn't a bunch of hero ball out here tonight. Deontay Burton had 10 assists. Having said that, he also had 5 turnovers as well. And Naz had 5 as well, so both of those guys struggled. I mean, the key stat of the game, though, Monte and Naz combining to go 8 of 27 from the field. Those guys missed a lot of uncharacteristic shots, and that you just, if you're playing West Virginia, it doesn't matter where you're at, and your two best guards are combining to go 8 of 27 from the field, you're not going to win. Matt Thomas was great. He's 16 of 22 from three in his last three games. I know a lot of fans are like, we want more of Matt. We want Matt to shoot more. Matt's got to want to shoot more. I think that they've gotten him the ball. Matt's got to want to shoot more. He's been phenomenal. 5 of 6 tonight from three. He might be playing the best basketball of his career right now with 19, and he had 7 rebounds as well. Yeah, it's disheartening. Iowa State doesn't lose games at home by double digits, and they obviously did tonight. And it's going to be, we'll stay off of Twitter if you're a positive fan. I'll put it that way. There's The problem is now you have to go to Kansas. So you're staring at the first three-game losing streak in the history of the Steve Prohm era right in the face. And then you got a tough road game at Texas following that up. This is a tough stretch, an important stretch right now for Iowa State if it wants to make its sixth NCAA tournament in a row. That's my instant reaction. You got to make more shots. You got to contest better shots. It's pretty simple basketball 101. National Signing Day coming up tomorrow. We'll have a lot of coverage for you here at CycloneFanatic.com. Get some sleep, everybody.